Hello, everybody. Welcome to Strain and Cultural Deviance Theories in Criminology. So Anna Durkheim, who's a structural functionalist, was developed by Durkheim, and so is the idea of anomie, the breakdown of social order as a result of the loss of standards and values and normlessness. Durkheim believed that rapid social change caused crime. So what is anomie? It's the lack of the usual social or ethical standards in an individual or group. And people become disoriented and confused when norms by which they lived are no longer relevant. And when old rules no longer determine how rewards are distributed among members of society, there is no longer any restraint on what people want. So let's look at an example from the 1994 version of The Lion King, when Simba and Nala reunite.
Nala? Is it really you?
Who are you?
It's me, Simba.
Simba?
What are you doing here?
What do you mean? What am I doing here? What are you doing here?
Hey! What's going on here?
Timon, this is Nala. She's my best friend.
Friend?
Yeah. Hey, Pumbaa, come over here.
Hmm?
Nala, this is Pumbaa. Pumbaa, Nala.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
The pleasure's all mine.
How do you do? Whoa, whoa! Time out! Let me get this straight. You know her. She knows you. But she wants to eat him. And everybody's okay with this? Did I miss something?
Relax, Timon.
Wait till everyone finds out you've been here all this time. And your mother. What will she think?
She doesn't have to know. Nobody has to know.
Well, of course they do. Everyone thinks you're dead.
They do?
Yeah. Scar told us about the stampede.
He did? What else did he tell you?
What else matters? You're alive. And that means you're the king.
King? Lady, have you got your lions crossed?
King? Your Majesty, I grovel at your feet.
Stop it.
It's not gravel, it's grovel. And don't! He's not the king! Are you?
No.
Simba?
No, I'm not the king. Maybe I was gonna be, but that was a long time ago.
Let me get this straight. You're the king? And you never told us?
Look, I'm still the same guy.
But with power.
Could you guys excuse us for a few minutes?
Hey, whatever she has to say, she can say in front of us. Right, Simba?
Maybe you better go.
It starts. You think you know a guy.
Timon and Pumbaa, you'll learn to love them. What? What is it?
It's like you're back from the dead. You don't know how much this will mean to everyone. What it means to me.
Hey, it's okay.
I've really missed you.
I've missed you too.
So Robert Merton's Strain Theory. This theory argues that all members of society subscribe to one set of cultural values, that of the middle class. And opportunities to get to the top are not equally distributed. His theory emphasizes two elements. First, cultural aspirations and institutionalized means. For society to be stable, these two elements must be fairly well integrated. Disparity between goals and means fosters frustration, which then leads to strain. And in the U.S., the egalitarian principle denies the existence of limits to upward mobility within the social structure. So Merton's modes of individual adaptation include conformity, innovation, ritualism, retreatism, and rebellion. So with conformity, cultural goals are accepted, and institutional means are accepted as well. Innovation, the cultural goals are accepted, but institutionalized means are rejected. And in innovation, in ritualism, cultural goals are rejected, and institutionalized means are accepted. Retreatism, both cultural and institutionalized goals and means are rejected. And in rebellion, there's both cultural goals and institutionalized means are rejected and substituted with something else. So, conformity is the most common, and individuals accept the culturally defined goals and the prescribed means for achieving those goals. Now, let's look at an example from Disney's 2009 film, The Princess and the Frog.
Order up! Another coffee here, Chef.
Coming right up, Virgil.
Hey, Tiana!
Morning, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing, Tiana?
Hey, y'all.
We all going out dancing tonight.
Uh-huh.
Can you join us?
Come on, Tiana, you live a little with me. It's Mardi Gras.
You know I got two left feet. Besides, you need a napkin, sweetheart? I'm going to work a double shift tonight. Here you hotcakes. You know, so
I... You can save for your restaurant. I know.
Girl, all you ever do is work.
Order up!
Maybe next time.
I told y'all she wouldn't come.
Are you talking about that dang restaurant again?
Buford, your eggs are burning.
Oh, you ain't never going to get enough for the damn payment.
I'm getting close.
Yeah. How close?
Where are my flapjacks?
You got about as much chance of getting that restaurant as I do of winning the Kentucky Derby. Woo-hoo! Saddle me up, y'all. It's post time. Get it.
Morning, Mr. LaBeouf.
Good morning, Tiana.
Congratulations on being voted King of the Mardi Gras Parade.
Caught me completely by surprise. For the fifth year in a row. Now, how about I celebrate with...
Beignets. Uh-huh. Got a fresh batch just waiting for you.
We'll keep them coming till I pass out.
Oh, Tia!
Tia.
Did you hear the news? Tell her. Oh, tell her, Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Prince Naveen.
Prince Naveen of Meldonia is coming to New Orleans. Oh, I need the bee's knees. Oh, tell her what you did, Big Daddy. Tell her.
Well, I invited...
Big Daddy invited the prince to a masquerade ball tonight. Oh, tell him what else you did, Big Daddy. Go on.
And he's staying.
And he's staying.
And he's staying in our house as my personal guest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lottie, that's swell. A little word of advice. My mama always said the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
That's it!
What just happened?
Oh, Tia, you're a bona fide genius. I'm gonna need about 500 of your man kitchen beignets for my bowl tonight. Excuse me, Daddy. Will this about cover it?
This should cover it just fine, Lottie. This is it. I'm getting my restaurant.
Woo-hoo! Oh, tonight my prince is finally coming. And I sure as heck ain't letting him go.
Individuals accept society's goals, but design their own means for achieving them. In ritualism, you abandon society's goals and concentrate only on the means. So let's look at an example of this from Wreck-It Ralph in the Badenon scene.
Sure must be nice being the good guy.
Nice share, Ralph. Fellow bad guys, we've all felt what you're feeling, and we've come to terms with it.
Really?
Right here? I'm Zangief, I'm bad guy.
Hi, Zangief.
I relate to you, Ralph. When I hit bottom, I was crushing man's skull like sparrow egg between my thighs. And I think, why do you have to be so bad, Zangief? Why can't you be more like good guy? Then I have moment of clarity. If Zangief is good guy, we'll crush man's skull like sparrow's egg between thighs. And I say, Zangief, you are bad guy. But this does not mean you're bad guy.
Right. I'm sorry, you lost me there.
Zombie, bad guy.
Hi, zombie.
Zangief saying,
labels not make you happy. Good, bad. You must love you.
Inside here.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Okay. Oh, all right. I get you. Watch out, it's dripping.
Question, Ralph. We've been asking you to bat it on for years now, and tonight you finally show up. Why is that?
I don't know. I just felt like coming. I mean, I suppose it has something to do with the fact that, today is the 30th anniversary of my game.
Well, happy anniversary, Ralph.
Thanks, Satan.
It's Satine, actually.
Got it. But here's the thing. I don't want to be the bad guy anymore. Can't mess with the program, Ralph.
You're not going turbo, are you?
Turbo? No, I'm not going turbo. Come on, guys. Is it turbo to want a friend? Or a medal? Or a piece of pie every once in a while? Is it turbo to want more out of life?
Yes.
Ralph, we get it. But we can't change who we are. And the sooner you accept that, the better off your game and your life will be.
Hey, one game at a time, Ralph.
Now let's close out with the bad guy affirmation.
I am bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
Okay, gang, see you next week.
Listen, I can't do snacks next week.
Hang in there.
Hey, zombie, don't forget your hatchet. There you go.
Altruism is individuals who give up on the goals and the means. An example of this that we're going to look at is Beauty and the Beast, and when the mob enters the castle. Let's take a look.
I knew it was foolish to get our hopes up.
Maybe it would have been better if she'd never come at all. Could it be?
Is it she?
Sacre bleu! Invaders!
Encroachers!
And they are from Mirror!
Warn the master. If it's a fight they want, we'll be ready for them. Who's with me?
Take whatever booty you can find. But remember, the beast is mine!
Leave me in peace.
But, sir, the castle is under attack.
Kill the beast! Kill the beast!
This isn't working.
Colonia, we must do something.
Wait, I know.
Kill the beast! Kill the beast!
What should we do, Master?
It doesn't matter now. Just let them come.
Kill the beast!
Yeah!
both cultural goals and means are rejected and substituted by new ones. I'm also looking at an example of this from Disney's 2013 film, Frozen.
Oh, there she is. Elsa! I mean, Queen. Me again. May I present Prince Hans of the Southern Isles?
Your Majesty.
We would like...
Your blessing.
Of our marriage.
Marriage?
Yes!
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Well, we haven't worked out all the details ourselves. We'll need a few days to plan the ceremony. Of course, we'll have soup, roast, and ice cream, and then... Wait, would we live here? Here?
Absolutely.
Anna. Oh, we can invite all 12 of your brothers
what?
To stay
no.
with us.
No.
Of course we have the room. I don't
wait.
Know some of them
must slow have... down. No one's brothers are staying here. No one is getting married.
Wait, what?
May I talk to you, please? Alone?
No. Whatever you have to say, you can say to both of us.
Fine. You can't marry a man you just met.
You can if it's true love.
Anna, what do you know about true love?
More than you. All you know is how to shut people out.
You asked for my blessing, but my answer is no. Now, excuse me.
Your Majesty, if I may ease
no, you may not, and I think you should go. The party is over. Close the gates.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Elsa, no, wait! Give me my glove!
Elsa, please, I can't live like this anymore!
Then leave. What did I ever do to you?
Enough, Anna.
No, why? Why do you shut me out? Why do you shut the world out? What are you so afraid of?
I said enough!
Sorcery. I knew there was something dubious going on here.
Class and grind. Merton and his followers predicted that the greatest proportion of crime will be found in the lower classes because they have the least opportunity to reach their goals. Some studies support this assumption, but others find no association between these two variables. So why don't all people in the lowest class commit crimes? Studies show that income inequality might be more likely to generate violent behavior in more democratic societies. The general public expresses hostility against the disreputable poor. This hostility causes the disreputable poor to build up frustration. Youngsters who grow up in a culture of delinquent behavior through friends and or family become embedded in behaviors that can result in unemployment and trouble. So crime in the American dream. Material success goals is persuasive in American culture. Succeeded by any means necessary, even if those means are illegitimate. the American dream then encourages high crime rates. So the goal of economic success causes the devaluation of non-economic roles and functions, so education is important only because it promises economic gains, and the accommodation of other institutions to economic needs. So non-economic components must accommodate others. The penetration of economic norms, so the terms and roles are inspired by economic worlds. Crime will only decrease when non-economic institutions have the capacity to control behavior. Sounds like a general strain theory by Robert Anum. So strain caused by failure to achieve positively valued goals, and it's stress caused by the removal of positively valued stimuli from the individual. So strain caused by the presentation of negative stimuli, and the most critical reaction for general strain theory is anger. A desire for revenge helps justify aggressive behavior. So Anum argued that in Western societies, strains most likely to cause crime include child abuse and neglect, negative secondary school experiences, abusive peer relations, chronic unemployment, marital problems, parental rejection, erratic, excessive, and or harsh supervision or discipline, criminal victimization, homelessness, racial, ethnic, or gender discrimination. So culture conflict theory focuses on the source of criminal norms and attitudes. So according to Thorsten Sellin, conduct norms, so the norms that regulate our daily lives, are rules that reflect the attitudes of the groups to which each of us belong. So the norms define what is considered normal or abnormal behavior. So then that leads to cultural deviance theories, which attribute crime to a set of values that exist in disadvantaged neighborhoods. So cultural deviance theories claim that lower class people, which have a different set of values, which tend to conflict with the values of the middle class.